Hello and welcome back. This is our fifth and final lesson for the week, talking about Melchizedek. And there are a couple of loose ends that I'm hoping to tie together today. I want to start off though with a little bit of encouragement, something that's absolutely beautiful that we discovered in the process of studying this. And so we're going to turn in our Bibles to Genesis chapter 14 again and verse 18. In the story of Melchizedek. And it says, "And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was priest of the Most High God." We found out that this week that Jesus is our high priest. He is after the order of Melchizedek. And when he sat down with his disciples for the Last Supper, what did he give them? He gave them bread and wine. Isn't that beautiful? Bread and wine. The first communion that is recorded in the Bible that I've discovered, it is here in Genesis when Melchizedek serves Abraham bread and wine. It's a beautiful thing. But I think the thing that I want to spend most of my time on today is to focus on the question of why was it that Melchizedek couldn't die for us? And this question came up because I've had to talk to people who are stuck in the Jesus-only theology, and this applies also to the Trinitarian theology, because they believe that Jesus is God himself, and or part of God himself, one-third of God himself. Or themselves, as the case would be, because they believe in three persons. But they say that Jesus is co-equal and co-eternal with the Father, which of course makes no sense. But if that were the case, if Jesus himself was God himself, if the Jesus only thing was true, then I ask the question of why is it that Melchizedek didn't die for us. So if Jesus is exactly the same thing as Melchizedek, because what was Melchizedek? Melchizedek was God himself in a veil of flesh, right? So then Jesus, according to the Jesus-only theology, that doctrine, Jesus is a veil of flesh for God himself. And that's simply not the case. Because they've misunderstood the baptism of the Holy Ghost. All right? But I want to explore that a little bit, that Melchizedek could not die for us on the cross. And why is that? Well, to start with, let's go all the way back to the beginning. When God first created humans, he created Adam, and he created Adam in his own image. And Adam was the son of God. That he was given dominion over the earth. And of course, he fell. And he fell because he wanted to save his wife, which makes him like Jesus, who died for the bride. But the complicated thing that happened with the serpent came in and usurped Adam's position to come in and try to breed us all out. He tried to short-circuit God's plan by infusing his own DNA and his own process into the mix. The mixing of kinds at the beginning caused a marring of God's image. He said to reproduce after their own kind, and the devil tried to stop God's children from the beginning. And so Adam joined with Eve in her sin and saved her from utter and complete destruction so that he himself would not be alone. But that caused a problem because now you had pure humans and you had something that was the line of Cain, which was the line of the serpent. And we know that at one point down at Noah, all of that became mixed. And so all humans themselves have become corrupted by that mixing of kinds. Now, When God made Adam, he made him in his own image, and Satan tarred the image. But then God created again. All right, let's look at 1 Corinthians 15:25, just for support. 1 Corinthians 15:25. He says, actually, let me start earlier, and we're starting with, in chapter 15, it says in verse 20, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. The word Adam meaning man. Okay? And then you can read through that some more, but then we get down to verse 45. It says, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. And they're both called Adam. They're both the sons of God. One, the first son fell, and the second son rose up. When God created Adam, he created him by spoken word. And I believe that when God created Jesus, he created Jesus by spoken word as well. But when God made Adam, he made a human being. And when God made Jesus, he made a human being. Not merely a veil of flesh, but a whole human, body, soul, and spirit. That matters because it was Adam's sin that caused us all to fall under the curse. And so the only way that we could actually be redeemed from that curse was also by another human being. But all other human beings had been corrupted because of the serpent's seed. And yet, what? Yet here we find that God had to create again. And that's the problem with Satan, is that he didn't realize that God would be able to do that. That God would be able to create again. So Jesus is the last man, Adam, the last brand new creation of human beings in order to be able to redeem us. One of the questions that I heard was, some people believe that Jesus had children. And Jesus could not have children of his physical body because we, as fallen human beings, are a slightly different kind. And Jesus could not mix kinds. That was in the original law. The mixing of kinds was not correct. So Jesus, according to some traditions, got married and had children. That cannot be so. We are the bride of Christ spiritually, not physically. So then, God the Father, as an eternal being, could not be the one to come down and die for us. We know that from the book of Ruth. We understand the concept of a kinsman redeemer. But our kinsman had to be a human being like us. He had to be a created being like us. And though we are of a slightly different kind because of our history, the closest relative we have is Jesus, who could die for us and God would count it. I hope you can see that it would not be possible for an eternal being to die, but instead it would take a human being, which is the same as us, to be able to die on the cross for us. That is why, because Adam fell as a son of God, that Melchizedek could not die on the cross for us. Neither could any other veil of flesh that God might have chosen to take on could not die for us. It would take a whole human being, body, soul, and spirit, in order for us to be able to be redeemed. And I want to give you just one more piece from Romans chapter 8, verse 29. One more little thing I want you to think about as we close out this topic for the week, although I'm sure there's lots more could be said. Okay, Romans chapter 8, verse 29, he says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And what that is telling me in context of our discussion is that when God created Adam, he created Adam in his own image and likeness. And so here we are, fallen human beings, having descended from Adam. And what does God want us to do? He wants us to conform to the image of his Son. We want to be conformed to the image of Jesus. And the only way that we can do that is by the baptism of the Holy Ghost and then the redemption of our bodies, by the changing of our bodies into what? They have to be purified, the incorruptible. They have to be changed from corruptible to incorruptible, Paul talks about. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, that will happen. We will be changed from glory to glory. Hallelujah. That we will be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. To be what? To be fully human, to have an incorruptible body, and to have the Holy Ghost living inside of us. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.